Edmund Sheet Metal.
Hi, is Jim? Is Jim in?
He's not.
Okay, do you happen to know when he's going to be back in? Did I catch him at the wrong time?
I don't know anybody. His truck broke down today.
Oh, he did? So he's kind of stranded?
Last I seen him, he was waiting for a tow truck.
Okay, well, maybe you can help me out. My name's Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. Is there anybody else around that kind of helps Jim with the finances, or is that all kind of his deal?
That would be his deal or somebody over in Springfield, I'm sure.
Okay, all right. Do you mind if I leave my information with you, and then you could just pass him along a note, let him know I called?
Okay.
All right,
your name is what?
Nico, that's N-I-K-O. And I'm calling from the... Yeah, and then the Bank of Cardiff is spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank. And then my direct line is 858-779-0432.
79...
not a problem.
779...
0432.
Okay.
And then just let him know it's in regards to a finance offer that we mailed to the business.
Okay.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, has Jim mentioned anything around the shop about you guys maybe bringing on some more equipment, maybe needing a new press brake, anything like that?
Not around this shop.
Not around this shop? Maybe not for the other one?
Yeah.
So he's got two shops going for him?
Oh, yeah, there's one in Springfield.
One in Springfield? Okay. I didn't know that. I thought it was only just this one.
No.
Yeah, but does he mainly stay around this one, though?
He does. He stays around this one. Well, he's back and forth, but mostly over here. Kelly is over there.
Okay. How's business been for you guys this year, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good? Is there typically... Is there typically like a busy season for you guys, like maybe towards the end of the year, kind of where those big companies start putting in the orders, you know, waiting to like use their budgets, things like that?
I work in the shop, so I get a lot of other work that don't just walk-ins.
Right, okay.
So that's mostly what I deal with, and heating, air conditioning guys and stuff like that.
Okay, how many machines do you guys have over there in the Redmond?
I have one auto brake.
One auto brake? Okay, that's nice, man. That's fun. I helped the guy out a couple weeks ago get some financing in place. They were looking to bring on a robotic press brake, kind of increase the efficiency of the business, things like that. So it's kind of why I'm kind of familiar with a little bit of specializing in the equipment financing aspect for sheet metal and things like that. So I was just seeing, you know, if Jim maybe had something coming up where we could help him out.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so he would be the man to talk to.
It'd be Jim or Kelly, have they already been talking to you?
No, that's what I was following up with them. So I wasn't sure if they happened to get that offer because it was in the mail. Does Jim by any chance maybe have an email address just in case that offer didn't make it out your guys' way? Is there maybe like a general one for Steedman?
Yeah, there is. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
www.
Mm-hmm.
.steedmansheetmetal.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
steedmansheetmetal.com. Okay. All right, I will, gmail.com. I will look that up, get that email address out of them on the website, and hopefully shoot something over to them, and then, you know, see how we can help out, because I'm sure Jim probably has, like, a plan maybe in motion where he might want to, you know, expand the business. Has he mentioned anything like that to you?
Not to me.
Okay. Do you think that maybe there's a new location he might want to open up if there's, like, a... location?
Probably not. I don't know. You'd have to talk to him.
Okay.
Okay.
Not a problem. I'll do that then. I'll give him a call.
All right. Bye.
All right. Appreciate it, man. You take care.